A few months back, Michelle Dykstra, last fall actually, was about on her first term in Roanoke City Council. She was with us then, but since then, she has taken on a new additional and full-time challenge as the Executive Director for Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia. Michelle Dykstra joins WFIR anchor reporter Jean Moreno and me for a few minutes live in our studio this morning. Michelle, welcome back. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Nice to have you here. Now, Michelle, when you first learned of this position opening up with the Boys and Girls Club locally, what made you say, I've got to do this?
You know, the thing that really intrigued me about the position was the amount of good that could be done with the Boys and Girls Club. I was so impressed with the mission. I was so impressed with the ability for each individual location to be able to completely tailor the services it provides to the youth based on the community that it's serving in. And that was the part that that excited me the most.
And we should mention this Elsa.
Elsa, yep.
Michelle's daughter. The babysitting didn't quite work out in time.
She's here in studio with us.
There you go.
That's
but,
right.
So Michelle knows about girls and boys.
I do.
You know, Michelle, you've been very involved in lifting neighborhoods in parts of Roanoke, West Village. You've mm-hmm. advocated for changes there. You're a resident there. You've advocated for things in Southwest. How does your mission at Boys and Girls Club fit in with the philosophy, your philosophy?
Absolutely. You know, I think that for Boys and Girls Club, the mission is to create caring and productive citizens for everyone and to be there for everyone, all the youth who need us, especially those who need us most. And I feel like in my position, you know, within the city, in my position just as a citizen in the city, that my goal is to help, and it's to help in any way I can, and to be a part of such an outstanding team, the team that, you know, runs Boys and Girls Club on a daily basis, the youth care providers that are there, you know, on the front lines, actually working directly with the students. To be able to kind of guide that organization in a direction where I get to do things like this and come out and tell people about the outstanding job that Boys and Girls Club is doing in our community to help kids who, you know, may not have necessarily clear direction or may not know what the opportunities are. That's, you know, for me, it's all about communication. And I think that's why it just fits so nicely with everything else that I've done and everything that I continue mm-hmm. to do.
Now, Boys and Girls Club, are you the one location now on 9th Street?
We do.
At one point, Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia was spread out to Martinsville and whatever.
That's correct. So we have one location currently, but we have plans for many more locations, several more locations, I should say, over the next couple of years.
In the Roanoke area or outside of Roanoke?
In the Valley. Okay. So Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia, we are, you know, we have the ability to open locations, obviously sustainable locations, you know, throughout several neighboring counties as well. And so we're looking at where the service need is greatest and then where we can be of the most help.
You going to put Elsa in charge of one of those locations?
Maybe one day, absolutely. got a few years.
Right. Talk about what Boys and Girls Club actually is, what types of services you are provided, mm-hmm. and where these kids come from.
So the main thing that people really know us for is our after-school programming. So we operate an after-school program from 2:30 until 7, Monday through Friday during the school year. The cost for our families, for the members to actually attend, is $15 for the entire school year. So that's our after-school program. We work with the students. We focus on academics. The students do an hour of mandatory homework every day, and we pair those students with tutors when necessary, also with mentors. We partner with a lot of outside agencies to bring in services. We also focus on having fun, healthy lifestyles, going out and playing and being a kid and providing a really safe and caring environment for our students. For a lot of them, you know, we are kind of the continuity in their life. And one of the things that, you know, I like to talk about, our schools are so focused on the standardized testing, as they have to be. And you know, we completely understand that. We also, though, are seeing, you know, a little bit of a breakdown, I would say, in family structure. And so a lot of these kind of personal development, goals that we have as adults, as caring adults for these kids, they're not necessarily receiving that guidance anymore. And so that's where Boys and Girls Club can step in, and we can be that continuity, that kind of constant guidance for our students. We serve students ages 6 through 18. So you can start off as a first grader with Boys and Girls Club and be a member all the way through your senior year of high school. And we are really proud that we have 100% graduation rate. So our students who stick with us through their senior year, we have 100% graduation rate.
Graduation rate
from high school.
From high school, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you have to meet income requirements?
No. We don't turn anyone away based on income requirements. You know, we are there to serve everyone. And so it's one of the things that I think makes us really unique is that, you know, our focus is on the students and making sure that we are there for them. The benefit to the family, the low-cost benefit to the family is secondary.
We're talking with Michelle Dykstra, Executive Director of Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia. They're headquartered on 9th Street Southeast. And you Boys and Girls Club is doing a feeding service this year?
We have an amazing partnership with Feeding America Southwest Virginia.
Now, is that new?
It is. It's brand new this year, and a huge shout-out to Feeding America. They have put together an amazing program called the Foodie Truck, and they actually come on-site. So I talked a little bit about our school year program. During the summer, we run a 9-week summer camp, and that is all day long from 7 in the morning until 6
wow.
o'clock at night. Yep. So we have 90 to 100 students there every single day this summer. And we have the Feeding America Foodie Truck, which just launched this summer with us, who comes and delivers a hot, fresh meal to every single one of our students every single day. And on top of that, our students are served first, but the community can actually come in and participate in that program as well. So it parks in our parking lot at 9th Street Southeast, and the community can actually come in and take advantage of that hot, fresh meal as well.
And there's a couple of feeding programs in our town, and this is really for a lot of kids who, in certain families, once the school year is out, mm-hmm.
Getting food is not as secure. That's correct. And, you know, it's one of the things we see, especially when you talk about kind of the summer brain drain, where, you know, students aren't necessarily getting the same healthy foods that they were getting during the school year through the school system. I think that can really lead to some of the anxiety that students feel during the summer, and we're able to alleviate that due to the partnership with Feeding America.
All right, coming up on 8:52 now on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News, Michelle Dykstra with us this morning, the Executive Director for Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia. Michelle, if you would talk about how you partner with other agencies in town, how crucial is that financially and otherwise to completing the mission you have?
Absolutely. Well, I just mentioned one of our outstanding partnerships, mm-hmm. which was Feeding America. But we work with other agencies such as TAP. We work with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So there's always, you know, you've got the Boys and Girls Club and Big Brothers Big Sisters, both with similar missions but different concepts. And what we do is we look to work with area businesses, area volunteers, other area nonprofits to bring in and provide services. I'm not going to say that we are experts in everything we do, but I am able to partner with experts who then provide that expertise to our kids. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about Boys and Girls Club.
Now, your Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia is coming up on its 20th anniversary.
That's right. We are so excited. So this September will mark the 20th year that we've had students in our 9th Street location. The location that we're in currently, was purchased by one of the founding board members by mortgaging his house.
Wow.
So it's really a community endeavor. This started within the community. Our funds are all raised locally. We don't receive much funding from national, other than some reimbursement and then some programming costs. So our funding is local, and it means the community is supporting us. And so to have been here and to have been such a kind of cornerstone in this community for 20 years, we are so excited about what the next 20 years is going to bring.
You know, it's interesting. I thought Boys and Girls Club locally was a lot older than that. Mm-hmm. Did it really just fill a gap in the service net out there?
It did, yeah. You know, I think there was a need. We saw that there were students that were hanging out on street corners after school that didn't necessarily have a place to go, that maybe couldn't afford some of the other after school programming, and our program started. We have some former Boys and Girls Club members on our board currently who really felt that Boys and Girls Club and their community growing up changed their life and changed their future. And so we are guided by those principles of, you know, what can we do to reach every single student every single time they walk through our door.
And I know on a national level, I've seen Denzel Washington
right.
talk about his, and I think he comes to some of the national meetings, talk about his experience at Boys and Girls Club. So good visibility in the national level.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so grateful for that partnership with National because they do have kind of that marketing expertise. And they do have that ability to capture all of the really incredible alumni that we've had come through the Boys and Girls Club. Boys and Girls Club of America has been around for 156 years. I think I'm right on that number. It is one of the longest standing nonprofit organizations in the country. And we're proud to come under that umbrella.
We're talking with Michelle Dykstra, Executive Director for Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia. We've only got about 90 seconds left, but a couple quick questions. The number one, what has surprised you about stepping into this role? I know you were the city market manager. You work for a private firm. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're on city council. But what surprised you about this role?
You know, for me, I think the most surprising thing is how the messaging of Boys and Girls Club maybe hasn't been clear within the community. There's a lot of people that are still confused about what it is we actually do. So I appreciate the opportunity to be with you guys this morning to talk a little bit about it. You know, it's just the scope of service that we provide. It's important that people understand how critical and crucial it is to this community and how much it can change the community.
Is that one of the things you want to do, is clarify the mission, Michelle, and let people know exactly? I think Elsa wants to say something.
I know. I think Elsa wants to say something, too. But to clarify the mission, absolutely. And it's really to tell people that, you know, as a community-supported endeavor, we are still in difficult times with regards to economics, and things are changing. Corporations are changing here in the Valley. And so it's important that people really take a step back and say, you know, what can I do as a productive and caring citizen here as an adult? What can I do to participate? What can I do to get involved? And what can I do to help change the future for other people? And this is a great way to do it.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. I think Elsa is about done. And
so
Michelle,
you want to say goodbye?
Bye. Goodbye. Michelle Dykstra is Executive Director for the Boys and Girls Club of Southwest Virginia. Thank you to you and Elsa for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.